Let's
well,
do
I'm
it.
Recording now.
Let's do
so.
It. Okay. So yay, yay.
All right, and then yay. People that listen to the post show can let us know via Twitter whether or not this was a mistake.
No. I don't want to hear anything negative. No.
Okay, let me know.
No, just let Drew know. Email Drew.
Yeah.
Andrew Lee@iHeartMedia.com or tweet it.
So I can retweet it. And
no, because I get your things and I don't want to turn them off. I don't want negativity. If you're going to leave book reviews, only positive.
I started recording after you proposed your idea, so present your
idea. Oh, yeah. So my brilliant and thoughtful idea was that we volunteered to do what we happily bounced
onto the idea of doing.
Sam's take. We agreed to, but every year on Cool
108.
Cool 108. That's right. Thank
Christmas
you, Sam.
Cool 108.
Christmas Cool 108. Christmas Thanks, everybody. Cool 108. Yeah, I was getting all that people. Totally wasn't, but thank you. We hosted Christmas shows.
KQQL, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's right. Okay. So I don't have to do it then, is what we're saying. But anyway, I can just go.
When is our shift?
Sunday.
Yeah. So we do what we do. We usually do one. I think we're doing two this year, right? But yeah. We can only do this first one so
we're
far.
We're doing 3 to 5 on Sunday the 2nd.
Yeah, so we're all coming in 3 to 5 on Sunday, right?
No, we're not. We're pre-recording it right now. Christmas Cool 108 shift.
Yep.
So we're given.
So Sam, what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm already on it.
It's the whole thing, and we're going to go home.
I know, but I'm for the benefit of the listeners.
Oh.
What Sam is going to do is pull up the logs for that shift.
Which is like the list of commercials.
No, they're Yule logs.
And stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go chop down some trees.
They're Yule logs. She's going to pull up the Yule logs.
We're going to light some poinsettias on fire.
That's poinsettias.
Well, we're going to light some poinsettias on fire because that's what you do at Christmas.
Super toxic to cats.
Well, there aren't any cats in here.
Are there?
Has anybody checked my pants?
What?
Has anybody checked my pants?
You just keep
for cats.
You just keep your cat there.
No, but I would, somebody should check sometime.
Yeah, check your pants.
I would never do that.
Hey, John, check his pants.
Treat yourself and check your pants. I'm not going to check his pants.
Why not?
I'm not because I don't want to.
Oh.
I'm afraid of what I might find.
Fine, I'll check them.
No.
God.
Later.
No cats in there.
Cool things to know this week. Christmas Cool 108 is picking up even more contesting and promotions this week. Try to keep it as close. Oh, that's not. We're not supposed to read that.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much to read here.
I know.
I have this email?
Here's what we do. Drew, let's just go back and forth reading all these, right? And then we'll just let Sam edit it into the Yule logs.
No.
You don't like that idea?
No, I hate that idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Because it means less work for us.
So are you ready to start knocking
Cooling?
This out?
Yeah, I got the cool logs up here. Okay. I got the cool Yule logs.
Sunday 3 to 5.
Is that...
Yeah, that's right.
15. 15, 16, and 17. Actually, it would just be 15 and 16. So it's only 2 hours.
Yeah. Yep. What email are you guys talking about? Do I need that?
I don't think so. It's just got liners and stuff that we need to read.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see. Oh, my God. It's just the way this is.
Can you forward them to me just so I can see?
Whose idea was this to do it as a post show? I don't know if that's.
That was your idea.
Yeah, John. This
was your idea.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, those are old.
I just forwarded.
Wow, Sam.
Wow.
We've been getting along so well, too.
Spirit.
Wow.
Jingle.
Yeah. I'm going to get you some Geritol for Christmas.
I'm going to beat you with a Yule log.
Yeah.
Not nice.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. You just like pitched me a softball there. I had to take it.
No, you
sorry.
Didn't. You could have let it fly right by. Look, I'm John's friend. Woo. I'm a friend to John. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, ball.
Woo.
He knows he's old.
He doesn't need me to tell him.
You're not that old.
I know. I'm getting there, though.
I'm getting old.
I recorded a video yesterday at home talking about the book, editing the audiobook for Embark, which is available right now as an ebook and Kindle Unlimited and paperback on Amazon.com. It's a fun, humorous...
What's a book?
Wait, you wrote a book?
Sci-fi action adventure story. But I recorded a video yesterday and I watched it back and like
I'll never do that.
I shouldn't have. Well, I mean, I kind of did it when I shot it, but Like, I have this weird, like, jowl thing. Like, when I talk on the one side of my face, like, I have, like, this puffy thing. I'm like, I'm getting old. Like, my face is sagging.
You need to work. You just
it's
need
not
to.
Not even true.
It just,
like,
not,
2 weeks ago,
true.
You were all freaking out about this lazy eye.
Go,
that you don't have.
Because you can't unsee it once you know it's there.
It's, but you, it's not there.
Dude, it is there. And you can't, like, I can't unsee it anymore. I have a bad lazy eye.
No, you
don't. Have a bad lazy eye.
I used to be just when I look like that. Who was I forget his name again.
Do you get eye exams?
For the guys? No.
You don't get eye exams?
No.
Never?
My eyesight's great. Oh. Not anymore because my one
be
eye
nice.
Was.
It's never been examined. How do you know?
Forrest Whitaker. I'm turning into Forrest Whitaker.
No, you're not. Oh, my God.
He's got a really bad
eye. If I don't consciously think about it, I'm like, I'm prone to developing a lazy eye. Fun fact.
Yeah. No, I do.
Because my eyes, like, according to my eye doctor, like, act independently of one another. They're, like, not synced up or something.
Well, mine's not a lazy.
Yeah, like, I can focus, like... Like, they, like, work independently from one another. It's true.
Are you a chameleon?
I don't know.
No, mine's... And I need to rephrase, Drew. I'm sorry. Mine's not
You're
a...
like part lizard.
Mine's a lazy eyelid. It's not a lazy eye. I have a lazy eyelid. It's just my lid. So once you...
That
I shouldn't
like
have
a
said
medical
it, I shouldn't
thing.
Have said... It is. You lose functionality. I looked it up. It's what Forrest Whitaker deals with. I'm turning into Forrest Whitaker.
At least you're not... At least you're going to
be
lazy.
Doing movies with Jared Leto.
At least you don't have a lazy eye like Ed Sheeran. That dude looks like...
Oh, my God.
Does he have a... He has a lazy eye. Yeah, no, I don't have a lazy eye. I have a lazy eye lid. It's just the lid. I'm just going to cut it off.
Oh, yeah. Do that. Do
or
that.
Or tape it up.
Do that.
Well, that's like that's an actual thing.
I know. You can get like eyelids. No, but it's serious. Yeah. So once you see it, you can't unsee it. It drives me nuts now, and I hate it. I hate it. You know, this beautiful face is going to ruin. I'm getting so old.
Your face is just like aging, but inconsistently on each side.
That's what it
like,
is.
Like one side's aging
that's
faster
right.
than the other. I wonder if you like sleep on one side more than the other.
It's always been like that. It's been a thing since I was a kid, to be honest with you. Usually
on your side or one side being.
No, the lazy eyelid. That's
it's not a lazy eyelid. Your face is just not like.
Usually
nobody's
when I'm tired.
Face is perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You do that. It looks weird.
Mine.
It looks weird. Yours is.
My what?
Except for your crazy eyes that act independently one another, you lizard person.
No. It's your personality that's dual.
Like, if I'm not paying attention, my eyes will just, like, focus on one thing. But then, like, I don't know. It's just, I have to, like, consciously think.
Christmas Cool 108. We're Justice and Drew here to give you all the holiday fun.
Yeah, let's knock this
let's
out,
do it.
Man. I want to get this over with.
Okie dokie.
I love doing this. It's great, and I really appreciate Cool
Go
inviting
Christmas.
Us to be a part of it. I love Christmas. But I'm tired.
I've listened to a lot of Christmas music this year, too.
I've been listening to quite a bit.
We should save all this. Stop. This is good for the show.
I have listened to none. Am I reading any of these liners, or is it just
of course. No, yeah, we're all
if
doing
you want
it.
To,
we'll trade off.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So what are we coming out of, and what are we going into?
So
first break.
Yes. Give me just a sec here, because normally these voice tracks say, like, what liner you're supposed to read, but none of these do.
Well, then we'll just read whatever we want.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to... Oh, hit him. Are they supposed to be hit at least once an hour?
I don't know.
I just figure we're good. There's a lot of them here, Drew. I figure we just go down the list.
I only see four.
We can't even go down the list. I mean, there's four.
Four
at the top.
Oh,
and those are the ones
you go down, there's
that we need to hit these at least once.
I'm looking at
four at the top.
The TSO Flyaway, the Christmas Wish, the iHeartRadio podcast.
No,
that
like
at?
The
no.
ones, if you go the email up.
The email sent on 11/25.
Yeah, so this
was
so
what I'm
it says
at.
There's a ton no there's a ton of this email
I don't see TSO
above
fly
says
away.
I do if you scroll down farther.
It's all on the bottom.
This says
well,
if
the, but the ones that,
oh, okay.
The four at the top are the ones that are the ones we're
the
we
only
have
ones
to
I'd
hit.
Like you to hit at least once are these ones. So we have to
yes.
hit all those ones at least once and the other ones are just gravy. Gotcha.
Correct.
Gravy on your Yule log.
Yeah, they're gravy.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's like, gravy, baby.
But I kept
is
getting
it?
Interrupted.
What?
We don't interrupt you on the post show.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What are you talking about? Weird.
I know, seriously.
Yeah.
So we are coming out of the 12 days of Christmas.
I'm over here just waiting for Drew to talk so I can interrupt him.
That's
and
why
going,
I'm not talking.
I know it is. Instead, it's happening to Sam. Oh. She's gone dark.
Funny.
Sam's gone dark.
What are these? Whoa.
Okay, let's not look at, listen to, let's do this.
No, there's like a button bar on
Nobody
the
cares.
Voice track
Nobody cares.
Recorder. Oh, it's recording. Whoops. Okay, I'm ready. Old lady.
You said we're coming out of 12 days of Christmas.
Going into wonderful Christmas time. So it's The 12 Days of Christmas by Ray Conniff Jr. Something. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
You come out, I'll hit the liner, and then you go into the song.
And it was Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Okay. All right.
Okay. Ready?
Christmas Cool 108. We are Justice and Drew from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And we are so excited to be here and be a part of the Christmas Cool tradition.
The Salvation Army is looking for volunteer bell ringers with the Red Kettles all around the Twin Cities area. You can visit cool108.com for all the details and the link to register online to sign up to be a Salvation Army bell ringer. Again, at cool108.com.
Let's go right back into the Christmas music with Sir Paul McCartney.
Just beautiful.
Wasn't it?
It was.
So Christmassy.
It was.
Paul Ryan's got a beard now. Yeah. Ted Cruz has got a beard. Paul Ryan's got a beard. What's going on?
108.
Whoa. Sorry.
And their beards. Apparently I'm the only one that cares.
Well, I'm lining up this music, so I gotta listen to it. And I'm just not making you listen to me. With me. I mean, I could.
No, please. That's we're good.
I'm good.
We're fine.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Yes, just sing all
simply
the songs.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Wonderful.
That was the remix.
That was beautiful.
Did you like it? It was right on key, too. Whoa, he does have a beard.
Yeah, that's what I said, John.
He looks like Aaron Rodgers.
No, it doesn't.
That's all my
look at Danica Patrick from behind him in a car.
So he's done, Ryan. He's out after this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's
just
go.
To be sure,
okay.
I'm recording at a 1500. Yes, that hour. 1500.
Correct.
Hour. That's 3 o'clock. Okay.
It's military time. I don't know. So this confuses me.
Because it says.
That in Roman numerals.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Something about 11 minus whatever. I don't know.
Up at the top, for some reason, it says KDWB shift Dave Ryan.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, that's the button bar. Okay. I see.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm just trying to be thorough.
We're going to be here until Christmas.
Okay.
Good.
What do we got?
We have Winter Wonderland by Tony Bennett going into commercials. Ready?
What do you want to do? Me come out?
You come out.
You're going to hit the Brett Michaels thing?
I'll hit the Brett Michaels thing.
Okay. Tony Bennett here on Christmas Cool 108. We are Justice and Drew. You can listen to our show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Or anywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Okay. Cool 108 is proud to welcome Brett Michaels to Grand Casino Mille Lacs on Monday, December 31st for an awesome New Year's Eve party. Tickets are on sale now. Stay tuned. You could win a pair right here on Christmas Cool 108.
Nice.
Was it?
It was.
I thought so.
All right, Sam, you come out of this one.
I'm hitting posts.
Postmaster Drew. Postmaster General.
Unlike the post office.
Bam!
I won't be late. Callback.
That was a callback. It's true, though.
It's true. It's true.
Prime deliveries are all like 4 days right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I see. Why? I want stuff now.
I want it now.
We are coming out of Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes.
Okay, you come out.
How do you say that?
Ooh, I love that song.
Ronettes. Okay, coming out of Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. Or no, by Ronettes. Going into Silent Night by Frank Sinatra.
You don't have the thing in front of you, do you, Sam? You don't have the liners?
I do, actually.
Okay, actually, Drew, why don't you come out? Sam, why don't you hit the liner?
Okay.
And then what are we going into?
We are going into Silent Night by Frank Sinatra.
All right.
Ooh, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm coming out. And then you're going to hit the liner.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go into Frank.
You're going to go in. Okay.
I'm going into Frank.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to get close to Frank.
One of my favorite Christmas songs right there, Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes. Hey, it's Justice and Drew. We are very excited to be joining you here on Christmas Cool 108. Make sure to download that iHeartRadio app, subscribe to the Justice and Drew channel. You can follow our show, listen to it anytime, anywhere.
Visit the contest page at cool108.com for your chance to win a family four-pack of sweet tickets to the world's toughest rodeo at Xcel Energy Center on Friday, January 25th. Visit cool108.com, keyword contest, to register today.
And now, more Christmas Cool 108 with Frank Sinatra.
Good job, team.
Nicely done, everybody.
Solid.
It was solid.
We're pros.
Sounded like a rock. Rock, 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 rock. And nothing changes. Yes. The thrill is still.
Hated that song.
Peaches. No, it's a terrible song.
Peaches and Herb.
There's a really, really funny bit about that song, though, on Arrested Development.
So Peaches and Herb or Peaches and Cream? Which one's the oatmeal?
I don't know.
I think Peaches
is the oatmeal?
Yeah, I think Peaches and Cream
that
is the oatmeal.
Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, that's right. I like
I think people are putting peaches and herb in their oatmeal.
Oh, that's a good point.
Just herb.
That's a good point.
Yeah, not herbs.
Yeah.
Just herb.
The band could
Which
be.
Which one? I don't know. Basil?
You could have a super duo.
Oregano.
You could have a super duo be Peaches and Herb, but you can't have Peaches and Herb be an oatmeal. You could have Peaches and Herb be Peaches and Cream and be a super duo. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I got you. Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, Drew.
Peaches and Cream is also a really good song by Beck.
Is it?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
We are coming out of The Little Drummer Boy by Harry Simone.
We're not going to say that.
Yeah, Little Drummer Boy. Say?
Little Drummer Boy is good enough.
I'll come out.
What does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy going into.
Brum, bum, bum, bum. Right?
Yep.
Brum, bum, bum, bum.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to do that. You ready?
You actually could.
I'm going to.
Really
Brum, bum, 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 bum.
This is the end of the song. Born
king to be.
Brum, bum, bum, bum. Okay.
And then that's the other song. So The Little Drummer Boy going into Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Michael Bublé.
Oh, wow. Now I'm torn.
I'm going to do the liner this time because I've done a liner.
All right. Sam, you want to go into Michael Bublé?
Bublé. Yes, I want to go into Michael Bublé.
Okay, you ready?
Bublé. Is the name of that song? Hey, KQQL has dead air right now. Not my fault.
Boy, that really negates the whole purpose of having the multiple studios being able to tell which station's off the air.
Yeah.
Money's paused between y'all.
Yeah, it's not just supposed to be like, oh, that's interesting.
Should I go and
look,
do you want me
look
to,
at that blinking light?
Do you want me to leave and go investigate?
No, I don't.
Okay, so don't give me grief.
We'll give you grief. All right, come on.
It actually still says dead air. Maybe I should leave.
There are people running. I see people running by.
Okay.
There's like 500 people in the building right now. It's not our responsibility.
Is the name of the song just Christmas, or do I say Christmas Baby Please Come Home?
Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
Okay.
Little Drummer Boy, Christmas Cool 108. We are Justice and Drew, along with Sam, doing our yearly duty and happy to be here on Christmas Cool 108.
And calling all healthcare professionals, visit the contest page at cool108.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Minnesota Wild versus the Florida Panthers. That's happening on December 13th at Xcel Energy Center. Go to cool108.com, keyword contest, to register today.
And now Michael Bublé singing Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
Wow, what a team effort there.
We
are just...
It's like we're paid to do this.
We're nailing it, just constantly.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Give it Christmas Little Drummer Boy.
We're Christmasing hard.
So hard. Yeah. Little Drummer Boy. Christmas Cool 108.
Yes. Nice. Solid.
All right.
Nailed.
Now what are we doing?
Here, hold on. I got to line up this music.
Have you ever seen the video? I love it. I watch it every year. But the extended video with Gene Autry and David Bowie?
Mm-hmm. No, not Gene Autry.
Not Gene
Bing
Autry.
Crosby.
Bing Crosby. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. No, but have you seen the whole version, though, when they show up and they have a little conversation beforehand? It's so funny. Because the whole thing starts when they show up and they have this whole lead-up conversation and they just break out into song. It's ridiculous, but it's awesome. All at once.
I love that video.
I has question.
Did you say I has question?
Yeah.
Okay, I has answer.
Yay. This song, our thingy that we just recorded, our voice track. I line up the music so that it hits the post on the song. And it's kind of like the intro to the song is kind of loud. Should I just make it start at the end of our voice track or should I? Do you want to hear it?
No.
No.
You don't.
Okay. You just make a command decision there.
Mm-hmm.
We trust your judgment, Samantha.
So loud. Okay. Well, we're going to hit the post on that one. And it's just going to drown out our voices a little bit.
All right, Drew, you come out. I'm going to hit this this Christmas wish liner.
Well, we are coming out of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5 and going into a spot block.
That's perfect, yeah. So just, Drew, you come out. I'll hit the liner and go right in the spot block.
Neat. Okay.
It's the Jackson 5 on Christmas Cool 108. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That's a rather traumatic experience, I would imagine.
They didn't do the hee-hee. They didn't do that
back then. No, that was pre-hee-hee. This is Justice and Drew from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Cool 108 wants to make your Christmas wish come true this holiday season. What's on your Christmas wish list? Airline tickets to visit family, presents for the kids, or something for your special someone. They're teaming up with Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry, and iHeartRadio to grant Christmas wishes all across America. Let us grant your Christmas wish now. Just go to cool108.com and use the keyword wish.
Done.
Ba-da-ding, ding, dink, tick a ding, dink, tick a ding, dink, dink.
What are you?
Ba-da-ding, ding, dink, ding, dink, ding, ding. See, he knew it.
Oh.
Did you ever hear somebody took out like every other beat on that, and it sounds really, really, really weird.
Oh,
I bet. Yeah.
It does sound strange. I like the one guy that does classic songs, but he does them in the opposite key.
Like minor?
Yeah. So he does them all in minor. Like hearing every breath you take
right.
done in a minor key. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It really is.
So spooky and eerie. Because that song was about stalking. Everybody, play it at my wedding. It's like, yeah, you're dumb. That song is about a dude stalking a woman.
What was the song?
At the Police, Every Breath You Take.
Oh.
Yeah. The song is great. And it sounds really romantic, but the reality was it was written about a guy that was stalking a woman and people like do it at their weddings and stuff.
Well, people aren't smart sometimes. Let's see. Those calls, but
Sarah found one that only prevents them from making
another fake call. I wanted to play that Smooth Criminal thing, but it's playing an ad instead. There we go.
Fight. Weird.
Oh, weird. That is weird.
How much time do they spend on that?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
it sounds like horror music.
It sounds sketchy.
Spooky.
Somebody broke that song.
All right, here you go. Here you go. That's not it. That's Avril Lavigne.
All right, what are we doing next?
So that's Every Breath You Take in a minor key.
It sounds like a Evanescence song.
It does. So you know the original, though. I know we need to do more here.
That's okay.
I think it's taking a long time. Oh. Oh, it's a good song.
Okay, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Let's focus.
Okay.
I wanted to hear the opening.
Yeah, but I also want to go home at some reasonable point today.
It's only 9. It's fine.
He's been up all night. He went to Bootio's last night.
I'm all jacked up.
He's all Bootio'd out.
Yeah.
A really weird
I'm on a Bootio high.
All right, where are we at? Where are we going? Let's go.
I'm about to Bootio crash.
We are coming out of Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
Going into Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
All right. Oh, that's good too.
This time.
All right, I'll come out.
And am I going into Brandon?
You come out. You haven't come out yet.
Okay. How have you guys been coming out? Do you start with Cool 108?
No matter.
We've been mixing it up.
What are we going into then? If you're doing the liner, what are we going into?
We're going into Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how I should come out. I don't normally come out.
Just do Christmas Cool 108, Justice and Drew. You're okay. Sam.
All right. Christmas Cool 108. We're Justice and Drew. I'm Sam. I thought you were just gonna go for it.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were done.
It was short. I don't know. Justice. I don't know what else to say. Christmas Cool 108. That Santa Claus is coming to town. This is Justice and Drew. I'm Sam.
And iHeartRadio now makes it even easier to listen to all your favorite podcasts. You never need any other app. Just get that iHeartRadio app. You can follow our show, Justice and Drew. All the biggest names in podcasting can be found on the iHeartRadio app. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free on iHeartRadio.
This next one falls under the category of music I would never, ever listen to except around Christmas time because it's awesome, right? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Brenda Lee here on Christmas Cool 108.
I should have said Twin Cities News Talk.
Shoot. People know who we are.
Well, and these like, the last two or three voice tracks are all, like, one song apart. Let's see.
Katie's good.
Cool. There's a Trans-Siberian Orchestra liner we should hit.
Okay.
They want to push that one hard. So.
Where's that one?
It's,
I see it. I got it.
Yeah, okay. Concerts number two.
Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be ready in a sec. I'm just lining up.
Cool, man. Hey, post-show listeners. Hope you're enjoying this.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're post-showing.
I'll cut out some of the really long silences.
It's been funny. See, it's been funny stuff in here.
Sure.
Yeah, it's funny. Good. It's funny.
Yeah, we're entertaining folks.
I'd like to think so. What's on the agenda today other than nap? Nap hard.
I got a beer cast today at 5.
Going to beer cast it?
Yeah.
We're going to do our beers and books. Beers and books.
I will work on that today.
You want beers and books? I can help work on that if you need any help, but I know that you have the contact, so.
Yeah, I'll work on that today. Beer casting at Red Cow in downtown at 5 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because if we do...
Is that a brewery?
No, it's a restaurant.
Okay.
If we do beers and books, then I need a little heads up, because if I want to bring some copies, I got to order them.
Sure.
Plus, we'd have to give people the opportunity to purchase them to bring to sign. Yay.
Ooh. Okay, I'm ready. Coming out of Deck the Hall by Nat King Cole.
Mm. I like that one.
Going into Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Amy Grant.
All right, hold on. Hark.
I'm going to come out.
Yep, I'll do the liner and go into Hark. Unless you want to go into Hark.
I can go into Hark.
Okay, you'll go into Hark.
Do I say Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Just say, and here's Amy Grant.
Okay.
She's awesome. Where the hell did she go?
Make sure you pronounce her name right, though.
Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Mm.
Amy Grant.
I'm not sure.
You just Grant.
It's Grant.
Grant.
Is it actually?
The long A. It's like Wayzata.
It is Wayzata.
Ha, because she turned around instantly.
Amy Grant.
Sounds like you got a problem, Grant.
Amy Grant.
I am Grant. It's Chris's brother.
Amy Grant. It's French. Okay.
Christmas Cool 108. Justice and Drew here from the morning show over on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. Proud and excited. Always love being invited to take part in Christmas Cool 108 festivities.
And Cool 108 is welcoming Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Wouldn't be the holidays without Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're playing at the XL Energy Center. Two big shows on December 29th for the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Now, tickets are still available. $1 from every ticket sold will go to support our local Salvation Army. And details are available on the concert page at cool108.com.
And now, Amy Grant on Christmas Cool 108. I was about to do that.
It took it from me.
You did.
Snatched it.
You did. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Wee.
We still got to do promos, and we still got to do promos. We're going to really focus so that Drew can go home. That was heading in a direction I didn't want it to go.
Oh, man, I just accepted a friend request from somebody, and now immediately put a video on my timeline.
Uh-oh. No!
Is it spam? Spam, 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 uh-oh, spam, uh-oh, spam, 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 spam.
One of the worst.
Okay. It's legit. All right.
What would you call?
Cool. It's an actual, like, real person, not a spam.
The fact that the company, like, the actual spam, like the meat product spam, and then there's also a word that means spam that everybody hates, has got to be terrible for their branding campaign. Sad.
Sad. You sound sad.
Hashtag sad.
You sound real sad. You sound
sad, exclamation
incredibly
point.
Sad about that.
Sad. Ready? Do you hear what I hear by Jordan Sparks going into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Burl Ives?
All right, I'll do some Jordan Sparks.
I'll go into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I'll do a liner.
All right.
Let me find a liner we haven't read yet. You go in a second.
Orange Man, bad.
Okay, I got one.
Is it Burl Ives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan Sparks on Christmas Cool 108. We are Justice and Drew, along with producer Sam. Really happy to be hosting once again here on Christmas Cool 108.
And check out this concert. Cool 108 is welcoming New Kids on the Block with Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature.
And Naughty by Nature.
For the best named tour I've ever heard, the Mixtape Tour. That's coming to the XL Energy Center on June 11th. Tickets are still available. Find details at cool108.com, keyword concert.
I'm pretty sure I had a mixtape with all those artists on
it. I think I did too. I still might.
And now one of my very favorite classic Christmas songs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, here on Christmas Cool 108.
Is it because it's reindeer?
It's because it's cute.
Or it's because you can relate to shiny noses?
You want to fight?
Yeah. We haven't had that conversation. We haven't had that conversation with her, have we?
I can take you. Even with a bum foot.
And a shiny nose.
Yes.
I will blind you with my nose.
How is your foot?
Yeah.
How is your foot, by the way?
Tendonitis is plaguing my life right now.
How many breaks do we have?
I feel like we're doing a lot. Like, a lot of these are like 2 minutes. Like, I mean, a song apart.
All right,
this is a lot more than last year.
We need to pace. We should.
What did you just say?
We should pick up the pace.
Just speak like Yoda.
I said we should pick up the pace.
Are you talking like Yoda?
No, you're just hearing.
Pick up the pace. We should.
You're just hearing like Yoda.
He talks like he tweets sometimes.
You're hearing like, wow, what did I do? I'm an author, you guys.
Jordan Sparks is a gift
I'm an author.
To the world.
Guys, you shouldn't talk to authors this way. I could write a book about you.
I did promos for 9 years.
I can't. Oh, now we're. One was funny. The other one just hurts. Wasn't what I meant.
I've gotten like a year and a half of mileage out of
he
one
really
sentence
has.
You guys
said. I know, and it just pains me every time you say it.
It's so funny, though.
Oh, okay, all right.
Did you hear about the time you went to New York?
When I was in New York for like 40 hours.
Oh, no.
I'm drawing a...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Picture. We pushed him too far.
Oh, no!
A little picture from there.
How did you draw that? Why did you just do it?
I did a little picture.
You drew him the middle finger. I can't even. It doesn't even look like it.
Because now it's forever.
It's forever on your post-it note. Okay. Yeah. All of these are like 4 minutes apart.
All right. Well, let's go. Keep going. Let's knock them out. Let's go.
Okay. So this is Where Are You Christmas? This is Where Are You Christmas by Faith Hill. Going into Carol of the Bells by David Foster.
All right. Where Are You Christmas?
That's what it says.
By Faith Hill?
Yeah.
All right.
Where are you?
Where is Christmas?
Yeah, I'll come out.
Do you have a liner that you want to do here?
Christmas
do
you Eve just never ended.
Yeah, we don't have to do a liner every break.
Okay, so just you coming out and then John, you going in.
What are we going into?
Going into Carol of the Bells by David Foster.
Okay.
Justice and Drew here for Christmas Cool 108. That was Faith Hill with Where Are You, Christmas? And, I don't know.
And now here on Christmas Cool 108, Carol of the Bells by David Foster is going to help you find the way.
What in the world?
I don't know what happened.
Don't do a liner.
Just go into the next one, they said. Host another Christmas show there.
They might take away our second shift after this.
Probably.
It'll be great, they said.
Let's see here. I don't think I've ever heard that Faith Hill song.
Yeah, we don't have to listen to it now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, come on, let's keep going.
Justice and Drew here for Christmas.
I'm actually just trying to make sure that they're all lined. Right. I just let you listen to it so that maybe you'd recognize this.
Justice and Drew here for stop.
Frog. Oh,
stop.
Drew's going to leap across the table and fight you. Oh, he took out the headphones.
I'll help you find a way. Do you want to borrow my post-it note?
I can't handle that. People and your noises.
My mouth makes noises.
Oh, you guys, I messed up. Okay, no, actually, okay, we need to redo those. Just that one. Because I was reading the next voice track, but it was actually just coming out of White Christmas going into his Bob Luck. Sorry.
Okay.
We're going to find Christmas this
time. I'll just do this one solo, so it'll be quick.
I can probably save us doing it because I'll just copy this and see if I can paste it in the mini editor on the next one. So
might it be quicker if we just
did it? Yeah, probably quicker if Drew just did it.
It might not be.
Coming out of White Christmas going into spots. I'll just knock it out. It'll be super quick.
Yeah, do that.
Christmas Cool 108. This is Justice and Drew from Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. We would love it if you would check out our show. Just download the iHeartRadio app, go to the podcast page, search Justice and Drew. We will be back with more Christmas Cool 108 right after this.
Beautiful.
I thought so. I felt beautiful while I was doing it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I did. I felt beautiful for just a moment.
I can do the next one and promote Mark Knopfler.
It's not.
Actually, no, I'm going to do a different one I want to do.
We do need to redo that Faith Hill one.
All right.
Recorded into the wrong one.
Okay, yeah. I'll just do it. What is it? It's Faith Hill, Where's Christmas, David Foster, Carol of the Bells, right?
Coming out of Where Are You, Christmas by Faith Hill, going into Carol of the Bells by David Foster, yes.
It's Justice and Drew, along with Sam here on Christmas Cool 108. You can listen to us normally on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. That was Faith Hill and Where Is Christmas? And now we roll right into, continue with the Christmas music, Carol of the Bells with David Foster on Christmas Cool 108.
Okay, so we're coming out of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow by Dean Martin. And going into Christmas Canon by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
You want to do it? Why don't you do it, Sam?
Do both of them?
Yeah, I'll just cover it.
Okay. Christmas Canon.
Not that kind of canon.
Oh, okay, sorry. Be awesome if it was, though. But it wouldn't sound like that, would it? It'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Christmas Canon. Is that what it's called? I've never heard that song before. Okay.
This is taking too long, man.
Shot in the face with tinsel.
I'm going to finish this tomorrow.
Oh, it would be terrible. We don't actually have that many left. Christmas Cool 108. This is Justice and Drew. I'm the producer, Sam. Let's keep it up with the Christmas spirit. We've got Christmas Canon by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here on Christmas Cool 108. I said Christmas Cool 108 at the beginning and end of that. Doesn't matter.
Okay. It's all good. Okay. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. Wasn't that a song by Kiss?
Christmas Canon.
Was it Love Gun? Is that one of those? Love Gun?
No.
What was the Kiss song?
I love the little cannon sound you can hear.
It was Love Gun.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Oh, it's that song that goes like, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's Christmas canon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's canon with one N.
Like Star Wars canon.
Yes.
I knew that. Because the other is funnier.
Okay, we are coming out of Jingle Bells by Ray Conniff. and going into a spot block.
Okay. Drew, you come out. I'll hit a liner.
Sure.
Okay.
Ready?
Jingle Bells by Ray Conniff right here on Christmas Cool 108. Justice and Drew taking you through this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
And Cool 108 welcomes Drew. You actually should have done this one. The Blues Brothers featuring Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi to Treasure Island Resort and Casino Monday, December 31st for a New Year's Eve party. Find all the details at cool108.com. Use the keyword concert.
I like what John, when you said that, and Drew was just like,
Ocasio-Cortez'd it.
You did. Mm.
Yeah, you know, the occupation.
All right. We're down to, like, the last 12 minutes of the whole.
You see the last 12.
No. What? No, there's only three left.
Okay, let's go. Right.
Or no,
go.
I'm sorry, there's only two.
Okay, let's go.
Awesome.
I'm going. God, I can only go as fast as the computer loads. So we are coming out of Oh Holy Night by Josh Groban.
Oh, I'll do that.
Going to deck the halls with boughs of holly. Okay. I never know how to pronounce that. And Percy Faith and his orchestra.
Okay.
Do you guys have a liner you got to read?
Drew, you can do a liner.
I'll do a liner.
Okay.
I'll do a liner and go in.
Yeah.
Okay. Me going?
I'll go in.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, okay. It'll probably be quicker.
Okay, I'm going to come out.
Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly by who? Percy Faith?
Percy Faith and his orchestra. Okay.
Percy Jackson.
Percy Watson.
Yeah, by Percy Jackson.
Christmas Cool 108, Justice and Drew along with Sam. Usually you can find us on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Josh Groban, who, oddly enough, is a really, really good actor. He's quite funny.
Yeah.
Surprisingly
seen
funny.
Him in a few things.
And he's got just a beautiful voice.
He has a very stunning voice. Hey, you can help us support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation with grants for families during the times of extraordinary hardship. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. Can we start over?
We sure can.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Christmas Cool 108, we're Justice and Drew along with Sam. You can usually hear us on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Very happy to be back on a Cool 108. Josh Groban, who is actually a good actor and super funny along with having an amazing voice.
Yeah, he's been in a few things and I've always been really impressed with him. Hey, you can help us support the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. They give out grants for families during times of extraordinary hardships. Find out more by going to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org. Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly, one of my favorite all-time Christmas classics, right here on Christmas Cool 108.
John, this is a good chance for you to launch your a cappella album. Do a Christmas special.
Oh my God, you need to stop.
No, I love it.
Drew's got no patience right now. None.
Feed the man some bootios, stat! Give the man some coffee.
Drew, you're not you when you don't have bootios.
Seriously. Fun are you, you monster? Just trying to have a little fun with you. Why are you trying to stop? Oh, man, I'm a peacock. I'm trying to fly.
I'm a peacock. I got to fly.
Let me fly.
All right, Sam, you do this last one.
Okay. Wait, no, we got to, if it's the last one, we got to all three do it.
Okay.
What are we coming out of? I want to come out.
No. Well, how's bragging cam going?
I'm not bragging.
It's saving the last one. Okay. So this is like in between. So there's two songs, our voice track, and then two songs. So this is in between. So they probably want it to be quick. So it's okay if it's just like really fast. Yeah. So coming out of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas by Dionne Warwick.
Dionne. Wow. Okay. So what are we coming in? What are we?
Oh my God.
All right. So Drew, you come out. I got a really short liner. Sam, you go into the next song.
No. It's Adeste Fidelis.
Adeste Fidelis.
Adeste Fidelis.
Yeah. How do you not know any of these?
I wouldn't have known that one either.
Thank
Adeste,
you.
Adeste Fidelis, Adeste Sam.
Can I just say, come all you faithful,
yes,
in
you
a
can.
Way that I can't pronounce?
Yes, come all you faithful.
By Celine Dion.
You said that right.
Celine Dion.
You know, she's from Canada.
Oh, come on. We're almost done.
Quesada.
I'm gonna die.
Come all you faithful. That's what everybody knows it by. Nobody calls it Odessa Fidelis.
I've forgotten what we're coming out of now.
We're coming.
Dionne Warwick.
Dionne. Dionne Warwick.
From Edina.
From LY.
Dionne Celine.
just making a mess.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right.
Ooh,
get
okay.
Loopy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Dionne Warwick on Christmas Cool 108. And I want to thank everybody for spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us. We are Justice and Drew on 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, on our sister station, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130.
Cool 108 has teamed up with Joe's Sporting Goods in supporting the Salvation Army. Visit the online Red Kettle. Make a donation to the Salvation Army today. Joe's Sporting Goods will match up to $5,000. It's at cool108.com and just use the keyword kettle.
And now Celine Dion on Christmas Cool 108.
Just eliminated the problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's from Canada.
Yeah. La Canada.
Now we got to do promos.
Woo! My tummy hurts.
I'll try not to punch it anymore.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just kidding, listeners. I've never punched Sam.
I mean, I think you've kind of punched me before.
I've never punched Sam.
I don't know if that's true.
I've never. You're not. You're going to get me in trouble. Right wing radio talk show host, assaults producer. Yeah.
Or no, or what is
you laugh because you know what that would be like.
Yeah, I know. I just said that quickly was like,
What is City Page's favorite way to describe our show? It's like, what was it? White guy.
Angry white guy radio.
White guy radio.
New on the iHeartRadio app. White guy radio. Isn't that Yacht Rock?
Angry white guy radio. Oh, you know what? We should really use that for the show. That would be so
dead.
I want that voice person to say, you know, it's Justice and Drew. White guy radio.
Angry white guy.
My radio.
Now available on the iHeartRadio
app. That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
With more air supply. I'm all out of love. So lost without Drew. Oh, I know you were right.
Ooh, should I make an intro out of that?
Even for so long.
Oh, okay.
I'm all out of booty-os.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really going to do it.
No, I know. It's a little too inside, Drew.
I don't think you should do that one.
I know, just rhyming everything with Drew. White guy radio, I'll do black. Promos.
I'm almost ready.
Like a Sam moment there. Things got aggressive.
Things could just get like randomly accelerate and aggressive.
Oh man, I'm so tired.
I got a chocolate granola bar in the car.
I left my jacket at Target Center.
It's going good.
No!
Draped over my chair, yeah.
Was it like a jacket or a sweatshirt?
I think it was the sweatshirt he's referring to. I didn't want to talk about it.
It's a jacket. Morning.
The zip-up one? The hoodie. Yeah. The hoodie.
The darkness one, yeah.
Yeah, it's the hoodie. That's a bummer.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
That is a bummer.
Do you think it's gone forever, or do you think they have like a effective lost and found?
As long as nobody took it, then it would be at a lost and found.
Yeah, but if you go to find the lost and found, ask for the zip-up hoodie.
You know what? I'll ask for whatever the hell I want to ask for.
Well, you may not get it back.
No, sir. I'm sorry. We don't have any jackets.
I don't see a jacket here.
You know what?
We did find this zip-up hoodie, though. You know that's what? It. Yeah.
I'll ask for...
Sir, that sounds very convenient. I don't
know if you go there and that happens, will you finally admit that it's a zip-up hoodie
no.
and not a jacket?
No.
Are you going to try to tell
me... It identifies as a jacket.
Are you going to try to tell me that your Dolphins hoodie zip-up that you have over on that chair
You mean the jacket?
That's not a jacket!
It's not a jacket.
Do you think it's a Florida thing? Like, do you think that it's like a Florida
thing? No, I think it's
just
a Drew thing.
I think you're a Drew thing.
He calls sweatshirts jackets.
It's just a Drew thing. It's Drew's got heels and on occasion he digs them in for ridiculous reasons.
Is it if they have a full zip that you call it a jacket?
If it goes, you put your arms in the sleeves and it's open in the front and you have the option of closing it or leaving it open, that's a jacket.
They're not heels, John, they're lifts. Fabric. It's a hoodie.
Just because it has a hood doesn't make it a hoodie.
It's not even like it's not the fabric part because I don't know. Like I have jackets that
you're wearing a jacket.
Are you? I'm sorry. What?
That is not a jacket. No. See, he just does that.
This is like a $2 cardigan.
Takes his big ladle and sticks it in the pot and starts turning around.
Yeah, get your ladle out of my pot.
I like that Christmas song though.
What?
Ladle.
I don't think
dipped
right.
it in Sam's pot. ladle. Oh, ouch, it's way too hot. ladle.
See, you know, the listener just had to listen for 52 minutes to get to the funny part of this post show.
Oh, my God.
Bless whoever is still listening.
Nobody's
listening.
Hashtag TCNT if you're still listening.
Ain't nobody going to...
Stirring up Sam's pot. Ladle. Don't touch it. Way too hot. It's like a show tune.
I gotta find my jacket.
Acting.
You should write a Broadway play.
Yeah.
He's already written a book, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I am already a published author.
As he is wont to tell us.
Do it because it's
a
funny.
How do you do that? How do you talk like that to an author?
I only do that because it's funny.
A published author who once went to New York City.
I don't really think that. And it wasn't that big of a deal.
When I was in New York, I had this.
They
idea.
Only do that. Like,
I worked on my book in New York.
You post-show people understand. They only do that because I intentionally tried not to make a big deal about my new
That's
book.
That's what makes it funny.
For that very reason.
That's
it's the same
why
reason
it's
they give
funny.
Me grief for my book because I try not to make it a big deal.
That's what
Available
makes the joke work.
For you. That's what makes John cry on the drive home.
You know, I worked on my book when I was in New York.
Screw you. Screw
it's
you.
Funny, it's probably true.
Did I work on it in New York? I don't know if I did. I don't know if there's any sort of New York-y things that ended up making its way into the book.
They didn't listen to Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift?
I did. That happened just by mistake.
Morning Daily Promo.
I'm doing black.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the sound that you make when Paul Allen tickles you.
No, but this is the sound that I make in my mind.
Ready? Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
We'll kick off the show with Sam's Top 5 Stories at 6:20.
And while everyone is outraged about the use of pepper spray on the border, we'll compare the numbers. How often did the Obama administration use the same tactic?
And we'll talk with Katie Pavlich at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Whew. I didn't breathe. 19 and a half, that can't be right.
That sounds really long.
That sounds really really wrong.
Hello, I'm still here. We had to record a Christmas show and I'm doing promos.
We gotta redo that one. It's too long. Who dat?
Okay.
Ha! He still has his headphones on so he can still hear me while he's trying to talk on the phone.
I will.
Whee!
Okay. Love you too, bye. Whee! And now she just thinks I was laughing at her.
She's gonna think about that all day.
Yeah. I'll take care of that when I call on the way home.
Oh. Ready? We got to redo the daily promo. It was way too long.
Okay. That's Drew's fault.
Yep, I'll shorten that line.
Drew.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
We'll kick off the show with Sam's top five stories at 6:20.
And while everyone is outraged about Trump's use of pepper spray on the border, we'll look at how often the Obama administration did the same thing.
We'll talk with Katie Pavlich at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. 16.6. Dang, dude.
Much better.
Rush. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew, pepper spray on the border, unshoveled sidewalks, and Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
What do those three things have in common?
We're not getting to any of them?
Probably not.
Probably true. Except for Katie.
Yeah, probably.
What is on your face?
That's what he was laughing about.
Oh, you're listening to Joe Pags.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew, pepper spray on the border, unshoveled sidewalks, and Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
It's so late in the day and I'm wasting away.
Probably end the post show before all this.
Nah.
There's a lot of silence.
I cut out the big silences.
Do you?
Every time, yeah. Yep.
Cut out the silence. In the
Bing.
Podcast, no one wants to hear when we just stare at each other.
Which happens a lot. Closing argument.
All right, last one.
You broke the mic.
I know, I hit a whole other level there.
Woo! Jeez, you like hit such a level that it just like cut out.
Glass is breaking.
My ears are broken.
Sorry.
They're bleeding.
That's not true.
Actually, you don't know that. Ready?
You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. We've got pepper spray on the border. We've got unshoveled sidewalks. And we've got Katie Pavlich from Fox News.
We have you listening live 6 to 9. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Boom, doggy. Bye, everybody.
Bow, wow.
Bow.